this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. Lily was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is The Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
Good afternoon. I'm live here in studio with Levi Brinston Hall, and we're here to talk about For the Love of Bees. Hi, Levi. How's it going?
Kia ora, Lily. Morena. My name's Levi. Yeah. I am an artist and a key collaborator in For the Love of Bees, a City Bee collaboration, and stoked to be here with you today.
So tell me, what is For the Love of Bees?
For the Love of Bees is a social sculpture that is a contemporary art term, termed by a guy called Joseph Boys. What it is it's a giant collaboration. That's why it's called the City Bee collaboration.
And when you say giant, how many people?
Well,
or how many different facets are there?
It proposes the idea that together in Auckland, what we can do is we can create Auckland as the safest city for bees in the world. And around that idea, there's a whole lot of cool projects and infrastructure which we're working to do that with, yeah.
How did you get involved in the project?
I got involved in the project through the person who basically started the project, who's called Sarah Smuts Kennedy. Mm-hmm. She is the core vision holder of it. And so what we're actually doing, it's really cool. The other day we got 3 beehives delivered to Myers Park. There is 3 beehives in Victoria Park. And what we're doing is we're actually planting organic bee food for them.
Okay, so they have specific plants that specific species will pollinate. So you guys are kind of figuring that out and then planting those plants so that they have food?
Totally.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's one, because bees need food too.
Yeah.
And the really interesting thing actually is that we all know this, bees are responsible for over half of the world's food crops.
Pollination,
yep,
you mean?
That's your chocolate, that's your coconuts.
I love chocolate, I love coconuts.
Bananas, it's everything.
Oh,
it's
the good foods.
Yeah. But the thing is that bees are actually in trouble.
What are the biggest threats to bees, especially in the urban environment right now?
So non-organic spaces.
So just not having anywhere to get food and hang out, basically. Yeah,
that's another big thing, is we mow our lawns. All the parks are filled with passive green spaces, empty green spaces. Bees need food, and their food is flowers, pollen and nectar. They use them to create honey. And in the city, there's flowers, and they like it because it's warm, but there's not enough. And we're doing this project because we actually believe that that they are important and that we are going to collaborate together to...
So what's the art aspect of this project? Like you said, you're an artist, so how does that come into caring for bees in the city, or what's the connection there?
Well, the cool thing about making it an art project, and the wonderful thing that it is an art project, is that art affords you to do a lot of things that are really awesome. There isn't... It's much more open.
Brush, as they say.
Yeah, there's a dogma, but it's also more imaginative and it's creative. So I'm the facilitator for a pasture painting.
Mm-hmm.
A pasture painting is basically organic bee food. So it's thousands and thousands of flowers.
So you're painting, but painting with flowers in the terms of the way that you plant these will be a painting.
And we're doing it together.
Oh, that's
so
pretty cool.
The one in Myers Park, which... I know a lot of listeners are very close to Myers Park. It's above the kindergarten. There's 3 beehives there, and there's a geometric shape. And what I'm doing is I'm working in collaboration with school children from Auckland Girls Grammar and Kadima, and we are basically teaching them about how to grow organic food for bees, flowers, because you can have bees, and there's this buzz going around in the cities,
good
in urban areas,
yeah,
about having bees and keeping bees and doing something good for the bees, but
it's a two-pronged thing, isn't it?
It's
like you've got to have the bees and you've got to have something for them to eat, obviously.
You've got to have a bee-friendly environment.
Yeah.
And also, when you have a bee-friendly environment, you have a people-friendly environment too.
What would you like to see in the future in urban spaces for bees?
What would I like to see? I'd like to see Auckland parks go organic, actually.
Are they
because
not
we
currently
are
still
organic? Spraying...
I do see those guys sometimes walking around spraying things.
We spray glyphosate, we spray Roundup. That kills plants and it kills bees. we mow our lawns. I'd also like to see more spaces for the bees devoted for the nature.
So just nature for nature's sake rather than sort of organised gardens,
is it? Yep. So to take it back, what we've got, actually last Sunday we're doing a free bee school sponsored by Cerasil. It's a natural beekeeping school, so...
Could I come to the bee school?
You totally could. It is next.
What do we learn at bee school?
The first Sunday of every month, we learn how to keep bees and we learn how to grow organic food for bees. And we're doing that together in public parks. So Myers Park and Victoria Park.
And is Victoria Park the one down by...
Victoria Park Markets.
Yeah, right, okay, yes.
Yeah, Freeman's Bay.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So we've got that. And also there is a teaching hub in Griffith Gardens. What that is, it's a biological teaching hub, and we have free lunchtime learning sessions every Thursday from 12 to 1, 12 to 2 actually, and that is about teaching people of all ages, everyone, how to grow healthy plants and how to farm biologically using organic methods that is beneficial to,
Oh, that sounds like a system. Very interesting project. Thank you so much, Levi Brinson Hall, for coming up here and telling us about For the Love of Bees. Where would people go if they wanted to find out more?
They can go to our Facebook page, For the Love of Bees, a City Bee Collaboration. A lot of stuff gets posted on that, workshops.
Is there a website as well?
Yep, there's also a website, collaborative website, fortheloveofbees.co.nz, and we're on Instagram. So
fabulous. Be sure to check that out.
Yeah, come join in.
That was the Green Desk, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.